I have drawn the conclusion that a fundamental driving mechanism that creates the symptoms of Parkinson's is a disconnect between our minds and our bodies. We simply do not listen to the messages that our bodies give to us. How do I know this, or why did I make this particular conclusion? Person after person that I interview and that I talk with who have the symptoms of Parkinson's give me stories that are hauntingly similar. The stories go something like this. Well, you know, I'm pretty sure that the symptoms were rearing their ugly head years and years and years ago. It probably started when I was in my 20s. But, you know, I had a successful career. I was determined to be successful. And so I just forged ahead. And I decided I just wasn't going to pay any attention to what my body was telling me. So I did it. I simply did the work that I wanted to do for myself. I was successful. I did make it happen. But then there got to be a point where the body was screaming out at me so loudly that I wasn't able to function. So I really had to slow down and take a second look at what was actually happening. There then is a consistent disconnect between what the body is saying and our ability to listen and to respond. We simply aren't listening. We do not know what our body actually needs. Think about what's happening in the context of taking care of a small child. The child is not acting well, and so we tell the child in a very calm and soft voice to please change their behavior. The child makes no change. We then say it again, in also a very gentle and kind voice, asking the child to change the behavior. Still, no response. The behavior continues. What do we do? Well, as a parent, I must say I upped the ante. I would always say something louder or get in their face or make sure they understood that the behavior would stop now. And if they didn't pay any attention the third time, then the response I gave was louder and more forceful until there was some response. This is what the body does. If we don't listen when the body is talking to us gently and softly, the body ups the ante and speaks more loudly. If we don't listen the second time, the body decides that to get our attention, something has to drastically change. Think about the symptoms that are found with a diagnosis of Parkinson's and acknowledge that those particular symptoms are evident, they are obvious, we cannot ignore them, they are in our face. We can't simply shove them aside and ignore them anymore. So the body says, you will pay attention to me. You will notice what is happening here. You will pay attention. There is then almost a forced acknowledgement of what is happening with regard to the imbalance that is present in the physical body. The key then is a disconnection, an inability to sink into the body and to appreciate what the body is communicating to us. I think one of the ways that this disconnect is evident is expressed through certain thought forms that push away all opportunities for help. So the quagmire is, first of all, there's not an acknowledgement of what the body needs. And second of all, there is a refusal to consider all of the many different options and opportunities for getting help. What are the thought forms that push away help? One of the thought forms that I hear expressed in many of the interviews that I have with individuals who have the symptoms of Parkinson's is the following. Well, you know, they're really just a bunch of scam artists out there, especially on the internet, people that just want to take advantage of your circumstances and take your money. I mean, you just can't trust anybody these days. Everybody, it seems, is a scam artist. Well, I invite you to consider that thought form and to consider the possibility that it's simply not true. When you have a toothache, what do you do? Do you simply go to sleep and hope it'll get better tomorrow? Maybe so, but what I do is I go to a dentist. A dentist is an individual who is qualified to be able to help me with the problem of a toothache. A dentist has certifications. A dentist went to school to get the training in order to be able to do the work that they do. A dentist has considerable cost in terms of equipment and staff and all sorts of other requirements that require money to be able to support the work that they do. The dentists that I know are also people who are caring people who would like to do some good for the world and to help people with their problems. They are basically helping people out with the problems that they confront, and they get some satisfaction in doing that. Now, I do know that there are a very small number of dentists who are scam artists. Dentists who have taken advantage of individuals through deceit in Medicare and Medicaid or billing or doing false procedures or telling people they needed to have certain procedures when they really didn't need to have those procedures. But my experience is the number of dentists who fall into the category of scam artist is very, very small indeed. The certification systems for dentists are very rigorous. How often have you said that medical doctors are scam artists? Well, I'm sure there are a few medical doctors out there who are scam artists. We certainly read stories in the newspaper periodically of a medical doctor who has scammed Medicare or Medicaid or their patients in one way or another. But in general, my experience with medical doctors is that they have extensive training and specialized expertise in being able to help people with very specific problems using allopathic medicine. My experience with people who are medical doctors is they too are struggling to do the work that they are doing. They too are struggling to cover their costs. Many doctors have actually quit their professions, or get this, 40% in a recent survey say that they would have chosen a different profession given the demands that are now on them for insurance and liability and the restrictions of the work that they actually do. Being a medical doctor is a true challenge today. So again, think about that thought form. Have you had that thought form? Well, everybody's out there is just simply a scam artist. They're out there to take my money. Consider another practitioner, a Bowen therapist. A Bowen therapist has to get extensive training to be able to do the work that they actually do. It doesn't come cheaply, I might say. A person who becomes a Bowen therapist has to have a passion for doing the work. After all, the work is physically and emotionally challenging. The people I know who do the work are very caring, loving individuals who do the work because they want to help other individuals. Are there Bowen therapies who are scam artists? Well, I don't know of any, and I assume it's possible there may be. After all, it's a large world, and there are many people who do that kind of work. But on average, I suggest to you that most, all of the people who do that work are very caring individuals. Are they ripping you off by charging you money to be able to get their services? That's their work. That's their occupation. That's what they train to do. Of course, there needs to be an exchange of energy between them and you. That's how they earn their living. They provide a service to you in exchange for you providing them with a small amount of money so they can continue to do the work that they actually do. That's the way it works, as it turns out. We can now take that very same analogy, and I suggest apply it to any of the many, many modalities out there that exist that are possibilities for you to be able to get some help in finding relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. How much looking have you done? Probably not much if you hold the thought form that everybody out there is a scam artist only out there to take my money. My experience is very different. My experience is that most of the people in helping professions are caring, they are loving. Many of the people in helping professions have extensive training. Training in terms of years, in terms of money, in terms of commitment, actually extend far beyond the training of a medical doctor or a dentist. You'd be quite amazed if you begin to talk to some of the individuals who are energy healers, for example. Their training in doing the work that they do can be quite extensive indeed. So, I'm suggesting that the thought form, everybody out there is a scam artist and all they want to do is to take my money, is simply a defense. The reality is that that defense is probably held by an individual who is not connecting with their body and with the needs of their body. They are, in other words, disconnected from what their bodies need. For if they were connected and if they were listening to their bodies would tell them that they need help in one or another area. They need help from a person who can help release the trauma and the stress that is captured and trapped in the tissues of the body. They need help from practitioners like naturopaths and medical doctors who know how to chelate heavy metals out of the body. They need help from psychiatrists or neuro-linguistic programmers or hypnotherapists or individuals who are equipped and trained at being able to help us get at all of those unconscious reasons why we block healing and why we refuse to be able to begin to feel better from our symptoms. I know from my work at Parkinson's Recovery now that there are many, many, many modalities of various forms and types. Most of these modalities require extensive training. And again, let me be clear, it is important to be circumspect in finding practitioners that are right for you. There can be matches and there can be mismatches. So it's clear everyone is not going to be right for you. What is an impediment to recovery can be hanging on to the thought form that everybody is out there to simply take your money because they want to take advantage of you. Are medical doctors taking advantage of you? Well, I suppose that's one way to look at it. But if we didn't have medical doctors, a lot of illnesses would not be healed the way they're healed today. Are dentists taking advantage of you because you have a toothache? Well, that's one way to look at it. But another way to look at it is they are simply individuals who have the training, have the skills, and have the expertise to be able to give you the help in the way that you need to be helped. And yes, you do need to be able to pay the dentist for the services that they render, for I can assure you they have expensive costs that they have to cover in order to be able to provide the service to you. And the same is true with all of these other modalities and all of these other therapists, be they acupuncturist or cranial sacral therapist or healers or energy healers or Bowen therapist or Alexander technique practitioners or psychologists, you name it. The list is long indeed. Aromatherapists require extensive training. Did you know that? Do you have any idea of the training required of an herbalist, of a person who knows what herbs can provide relief for symptoms? I can assure you it is extensive. And for some herbalists, it's actually more extensive than the training that a medical doctor receives. So should a person like that be compensated for all of the time they spend in their life to have the training and the skills to help you be able to get relief from your symptoms? I think so. I think that's a fair energy exchange for you to pay them some modest amount of money so that they can help you in exchange. So again, my point is really quite simple. I believe that the thought form people are out there to just scam me is actually evidence of a disconnect between your mind and your body. If you're listening to your body is giving you strong clues about what it needs to be able to begin to feel better so that it doesn't scream out with you with these very loud and noxious symptoms that are driving you crazy. Once you begin to listen to your body, you will get good ideas of what therapies can help you feel better. The key then is to listen to the messages that your body is giving to you and to begin listening now. That then is what this meditation will be all about. For when you begin to listen to your body, you will get strong indications of what your body needs now. What your body needs now will likely change in the next week or two or month or year. So the therapies that we need now are very likely not the same therapies that we will need next month or next year. Our bodies are always changing, which is why it is important to develop the ability to connect in with what our body is telling us now. So get comfortable wherever you might be. And without any great effort, just take a breath in and out, however short or deep or long or brief that might be, simply noticing your breath this time. Unlike usually when we don't even notice how we're breathing. So just breathe and notice what the breath is like. However it is the way it needs to be for now. I now ask you to notice what place in your body is screaming out to you or calling out to you now, for whatever reason? Perhaps there is pain. Perhaps there is discomfort. Perhaps there is numbness. Perhaps there is a physical symptom that is truly aggravating right now. Perhaps there is pain. Perhaps there is the feeling of sorrow or hopelessness or despair. For whatever reason, just do a quick scan of your body, and wherever your attention is drawn to in your body, go there now. Whether it be in your gut or your chest or your right shoulder or left shoulder or back of the head, or left foot, or right eye. Wherever that place in your body is that your attention is drawn to, go there now. The goal of this meditation is to strengthen your connection with your body. Set that intention now. You may be perplexed with being unable to find a localized place in your body that is screaming out to you. It may be that your entire body is screaming out to you in the moment, and that is the place you need to pay attention to everywhere. Whether there is a localized place that is screaming to you in the moment, or whether there is a generalized place throughout your body that is screaming at you right now, connect there now. Sink into that place now. And ask your body the question, what are you telling me now? What are you saying? What am I supposed to get here? What's the message? This part is really important. Tell your body, I am listening to you now. I'm listening. I'm ready to hear what it is that I need to hear from you. Sink down into that place, and if this place has a physical manifestation of pain or discomfort, I invite you to sink just underneath that discomfort and pain. Sink into it. Ask if there's a feeling that is present there. What is it? Is there fear hanging around in this place? Is there anxiety? Is there apprehension? Is there nausea? Is your body revolting in this place for some reason? Is there anger? Is there sorrow? Is there grief? Is there unacknowledged grief in this place, in your body, now? What are you sorry about? What's here now for you? What does your body need from you now? Ask. The answer may come back in thoughts or words. The answer may come back in feelings that need to be expressed. The answer may come back in sensations. Often when we begin to talk with our bodies, symptoms may become exaggerated. Allow your body to speak out to you in whatever way it needs to speak now. if there is trauma and stress that is trapped in this place in your body, sometimes the body needs to shake and twist and shout and gyrate to be able to release the stress and the trauma and the sorrow that is trapped in that place. Allow your body to do what it needs to do now. No forcing. It has an intrinsic wisdom which you can trust. Instead of using your mind to control your body, allow your body now to speak its voice to you and simply listen. If the symptoms are getting worse now, it doesn't mean that you're getting worse. It means that you are on the road to recovery. It means that your body is finally able to release the trauma and the stress and the tension that is trapped at the cellular level. So it's a good thing. Allow your body to speak out to you now in that place, in whatever way it needs to do so. You may need to move or change positions or get more comfortable. Listen to your body now. Connect with your body now. What are you telling me? What's the message here? What do I need to know? What do you need that I'm not giving you? Sink deeper into this place now, to the heart of what is here now. Connect with the whole of who you are. And as you sink into the center of what is here now, you are targeting in to the essence of who you are. For in this place, in the center of this core of your being, is the core wisdom and creativity that resides deep within you. Are you now realizing that wisdom and creativity in your life? Or is there a disconnection between what you do with your time and what calls out to you from this inner place now? Are you being true to yourself? Are you doing the work that you are here to do on this earth? Or is there a disconnect for you? Connect with this place now, this place of your inner wisdom. And ask, what is here for you now? What is your calling? Why are you here? Listen now to what it is that you need to know from your body. Connect in, and you might find yourself lifting away because there may be feelings there that are very deep and very profound. I invite you to dig in deeper into this place, which is at the center of your core, of your being, to reside within that place, for it is that connection deep within that is the source of your healing. Once that connection is made, as it is being made now in the moment, your recovery will unfold gracefully and effortlessly in the way that you design it to be so. Connecting all of who you are, all of the beauty, all the grandeur, all of the wisdom, into one place, into one center. Know that your body can heal itself when it is heard. And for whatever clues or ideas you have now received about what your body needs, take the next step. Search out for help. There are many possibilities out there. There are many individuals who are well-trained, very knowledgeable, talented, able, creative, caring individuals who can help you with what your body needs now. Be proactive. Seek help. And accept help when it is offered. For in so doing, your healing unfolds now. Not tomorrow, but now. As you connect with your body, you will likely notice other feelings, other sensations you didn't even know were present. It doesn't mean things are getting worse. It means everything is getting better. It may be you'll notice an exaggeration of symptoms. Acknowledge that means that trauma is being released. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. Sometimes the body has to literally throw up all of the dark energy that it has sucked in for a long time, for whatever reasons. Allow your body to do what it needs to do, for it has an astounding inner wisdom. You can trust your body. Learn to connect with it now. In closing, I say to you that the symptoms are due to the disconnect between our minds and our bodies. Begin to make that connection now with the work you have just done. Set the intention tomorrow and the next day to connect again with your body. Make it a practice, and as you become one with your body, you will be amazed at how fast recovery will unfold. You've been listening to Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a very blessed and productive week as you connect with your inner core, your inner essence, and your true wisdom.